There's a steady stream of cars and pickups as people drop off leaves and branches. They're piling up their yard waste at the compost site of the Western Lake Superior Sanitary District in Duluth, Minnesota. The sanitary district takes care of the trash for Duluth and nearby towns. At the back, four rows of future compost are cooking in the sun. They're about 6 feet tall and half a block long. They were mixed by a master chef of compost, Charlie Hitchcock. He's about to cook up a new batch. Today's mix starts with biodegradable bags of kitchen scraps from several restaurants.
It's a small load today, but it's food waste, and there's animal hair that's thrown in from some of the pet grooming places. A lot of protein and nitrogen in that, I guess.
Hitchcock consults a laptop computer to create his recipe. He plugs in the weight of the food waste. The computer program tells him the right proportions of wood chips and leaves to mix in. It's aiming for the ideal combination of carbon and nitrogen. Most loads are about half wood chips.
Because it aerates it pretty good. And then I just keep punching a number in on the leaves until I get between a 25 to 1 to 35 to 1 on a CNN ratio in carbon and nitrogen.
The key ingredient that's loaded in Hitchcock's mixer is different every day. That's because the sanitary district is always trying to divert stuff that would normally go to the landfill. Lately, they've been going after some of the garbage itself, not just yard waste. And sometimes that garbage comes from some exotic places.
There it is again. Here, kitty.
Dave Homestead takes care of the birds at the Lake Superior Zoo. He's giving the parrots some fresh water. He slides out the bottom of the cage and whisks sawdust and bird droppings into a black plastic bag.
Composting stuff goes into a black bag, you know, so that we can keep them separate. And then anything that can be composted should go here and then eventually into a dumpster for that purpose.
The dumpster gets filled with uneaten food, animal bedding like straw and sawdust, and animal dung. At the composting site, the dumpster load from the zoo might be mixed with scraps from a coffee shop. A commercial fishing operation brings fish guts. Even sheetrock is ground up to become compost. The latest addition is waste from the grain elevators on Duluth's lakefront. The Cargill elevator handles 50 million bushels of grain every year. Roger Jewell manages the operation. He says there's some spillage when railroad cars have to be changed from one type of grain to another.
So we have to clean them out and dump them onto our tracks and then pick them up and put them in a dumpster. And that's where they'll go to this recycling center.
Jewell says he'll probably save some money. He'll still have to pay the hauler to take the grain away, but he won't have to pay for dumping it in the landfill. What's even better, Jewell says he'll be doing something good for the environment.
Hopefully be useful for something.
It's put to use, all right, in Charlie Hitchcock's compost mixer. The mixer's been turning for 15 or 20 minutes. Hitchcock peers into the barrel. The ingredients look like chunky dirt and smell like day-old garbage. He reaches in for a handful.
I do the squeeze test on it, and if you get it packed tight without moisture coming from it, it's within the 50% range, which is good.
Hitchcock is learning to turn an amazing variety of stuff into compost. Some days he gets a load of spoiled vegetables from a grocery store. Other times it'll be outdated frozen dinners.
When I get a lot of wet pasta, I use some sheetrock and mostly grindings. That's shredded up tree branches and limbs that we have. I don't put leaves in it because the pasta is so wet that it gets real gumbo-y.
After 6 months in a pile, the compost is ready for customers, like Susanna Didier.
I mean, I'm glad that they figured out a way for us to decrease the amount of garbage that goes into the stream, because obviously that needs to be slowed down a bit, so it's great.
It's an expensive operation that doesn't pay for itself. Officials hope to recoup half their costs by selling compost. As they get more raw materials, it'll become more cost-effective. Someday, they hope everyone in Duluth will send their kitchen waste for composting. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Stephanie Hemphill.